about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
I'm on. So they tell me. Tell me. All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, audience. Thank you, John. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Mike. I am not raising hell, Mike. I am lowering it even below its depth. How's that? And there'll be plenty of room for a lot of people in the lake of fire, too. Well, here we are tonight on this Wednesday night, and we have promised to bring to you, to our microphones, a gentleman who is by profession a genealogist. And no, he doesn't raise genies from lanterns, but he does trace genealogies, roots, tribes, tongues, so to speak, and he'll be doing that with us tonight. And his name, of course, is Ian O'Hara, and I believe he's on the line. Are you there, Ian?
I am.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm well, Rick. How are you?
Very good. Good. I'm glad you made it right on time tonight, and we can spend enough time tonight to answer a lot of questions. You certainly are the man to do that. You've been spending, how many years now tracing these genealogies of famous or infamous people?
Approximately 20 years.
Wow, that's good. That's a very good long time. And you are from New England, and you are in Rhode Island, as we said last week, and you have, of course, the right state because of the history of the particular families, the Aldrich family and Senator Aldrich from Rhode Island, who is very instrumental and very powerful individual, as you said last week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, he had a lot to do with the revolutionary change in our government and change in our economy as well, particularly with, what was it, the Federal Reserve and the income tax, I believe, or was it one or the other?
Both.
Yes.
Very, very instrumental in the development of both of the implementation of income tax and also the eventual development of the Federal Reserve, as well as the eventual development of League of Nations and several other institutions that we see today running large, the larger agencies of the world.
Mm-hmm. The globalists.
Yes.
All right. Well, good.
Although he himself was not a globalist, he considered himself a progressive.
Uh-huh.
And he was also driven. He was also driven by his own personal wealth for protectionist. He was very, very protectionist in his ways.
At that time, indeed, yes. Very interesting how they can adapt like chameleons, huh?
It is.
It is indeed. All right, good. We'll talk about that history tonight, and we invite listeners to participate. 800-313-9443. First, we'll do a little chitty-chat after the break, and then we'll invite callers a little bit later on to the program. And, of course, we are going to deal with asking questions pertaining to the Bush tree, the Bush family, and the Bush genealogy. How apropos, how timely, right? You bet. Only on Uncensored Radio Free America with yours truly, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the purveyor of talk radio. We shall return our guest.
Summer is once again just around. As usual, so are your gas prices. They stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, get you up to 9% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products that you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled tailpipe. That equates to tons being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. With Ethos FR, fuel burns lethally in your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up and on your way saving money and the environment. So do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bomb today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herb Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like CX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. Also, naturopathic healers via correspondent education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web, receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternative to educate. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $100,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned. By nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, strategies cost you out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, but you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtpath.com. 800-409-5633.
And Rick Adams returns, and we are with our guest tonight, Ian O'Hara, and he is a genealogist. And Ian, first let's, I guess we should get back to Nelson Aldrich, where he's from. And you mentioned Massachusetts last time and the Puritan colony and how he came to Rhode Island. What year was that that he came to Rhode Island?
Nelson Aldrich was technically born in Foster, Rhode Island.
Oh, okay.
His family originated from Mendon, Massachusetts.
His family then, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Nelson Aldrich was born in November 6th of 1841 in Foster in a rented home.
Mm-hmm.
To, the Burgess Farm is still standing today.
Mm-hmm.
But his family initially, for the 4 or 5 generations, came from Mendon, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm.
So in the few years or decades of the 1800s, then he was he's what, a young fellow there? And where did he go to school? Was it Brown University or?
No, actually.
Go to school.
Nelson Aldrich attended a number of the public institutions, and he did not have a collegiate background. But he was very savvy in business. He worked in the he worked as a clerk in one of the most productive supermarkets at the time, located on Thomas Street, and Thomas Street was Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And he eventually became the general manager of that particular location, and man. And then eventually, because of all of his, because of who he was as a businessman. Joined another several other grocery chains within their grocery grocers at the time,
mm-hmm.
And then moved his way into city politics, becoming the president of the Providence City Council,
mm-hmm.
And then becoming the president of the Providence City Council, and then becoming the Speaker of the Rhode Island House of Representatives. At that point in time, he then became the most powerful Republican in the state of Rhode Island, and then eventually became a one of the chosen for the position of Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, at this particular point in time, this Rhode Island, through selection,
mm-hmm.
chose senators.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, he took over from a very great by the name of General Ambrose Burnside from the Civil War. He took his Senate seat in 1881.
Mm-hmm.
He held that Senate seat and, under his death in 1911.
Isn't that interesting? So he passed away, actually, before the time that many of these things had come to fruition, the income tax and election of senators, the Federal Reserve, huh?
That's correct. And he was, but he was instrumental in every single one of those.
Mm-hmm.
The Federal Reserve, the income tax, I mean, his initial start of the federal taxes was called the Aldrich Vreeland.
Yes.
Vreeland Act.
That's right.
Brought about eventual signing of the federal income tax through Woodrow Wilson administration.
Mm-hmm.
Most of Woodrow Wilson presented to the Democratic Party at that time were majority of those ideas had been bandied about by W. Aldrich.
Interesting.
And, of course, eventually put in and implemented during the Wilson administration.
What kinds of contemporaries do you gather from your historical research? Who were his contemporaries that he had any kind of correspondence with that we know of today, intimate relations with politically, that he hobnobbed with, so forth, you know, his travels, his, if you will, cohorts, and what exactly relationship he may have had to any secret societies?
Well, Nelson Aldrich at the time had no particular relationship with secret society that we know of. He was a member of the Masonic Order.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that general membership, there was other groups of which he belonged to.
That was right.
That we know of at this particular point in time.
Right.
But his ability to ally himself with the money brokers of the time,
mm-hmm.
really were the interests.
Yes.
And what he was able to do with the power of time, to recognize out of his, he had four children, and his four children, married and married so well at this particular point in time. And they create some of the agencies of which today I would say Rick Adams were the devil's spawn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very interesting how that came about. His allied relationships with Carnegie, with Andrew Carnegie, with
John Mellons,
the senior,
mm-hmm. yep.
With Cornelius Vanderbilt,
mm-hmm.
with Samuel Bush.
Now there's a name that sounds familiar, Bush.
So they're quite an interesting group of people who at the time ran amongst each other in the business world.
Mm-hmm.
That was the key point. Nelson's situation at the time.
You know, in those days, of course, we have to hearken back to an era in which communications were very limited between people. I mean, they didn't hop on a plane in 1909 and just travel across the Atlantic and go to Europe and meet with other people. They certainly had, telegraphic equipment, no satellites, no cable, no phones that were established yet that I know of, any radio, no automobiles to travel and so forth. So traveling became difficult as a means of meeting people, unlike today. I mean, where we're in places within a relatively short time. So how did they do? Did they communicate by mostly written correspondence with each other? And do we have a lot of this correspondence?
They communicated, majority of the communicators, of course, the written correspondence. But these men had the time and the wherewithal to travel. And
yeah.
That's just what they did. many, many meetings in many, many places. The Montanico Estate, Kennecott Estate that we see related to the Rockefellers. We also see the Jekyll Island location, the Munster Island location, Maine. Even the Great State of Rhode Island were had several meetings were held between these power brokers, at even at his own home in Warwick, Rhode Island. So I mean, there are definitely a number of locations, and like I said, these men were more than willing to traverse the continent. It's funny that you bring that up because during his term of the Senate, he was the chairman of the Finance Committee, which was, of course, the powerful committee at the time.
Now, which Senate, Washington or the state?
The Senate.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Nelson Aldrich was the chairman of the Finance Committee. And the New York Times coined Nelson Aldrich as the general manager of the nation. If we had had Time magazine at the time, he would probably have been the most powerful man. Anyway, in reference to transportation, during his term in the Senate, he was the U.S. Senate committee. He developed the Senate Committee on Transportation, as well as he organized the District of Columbia. He was also very, very involved in a lot of the protection acts and the tariff acts of that period of time, which was very good for U.S. business.
At the time, yes, that would be the way to go, yeah.
But the problem with that, and what historians forget to mention, is that with the multiple tariff acts, it brings together monopolization of industries.
Mm-hmm.
And with the monopolization of industries, it brings a very small group of people in power.
Yep. All right, we'll up on that. And also, other questions I have related to these issues. Much more to come with our guest, Ian O'Hara. And I'm Rick Adams, your Radio Avenger. We shall return with much more. Stay tuned.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
It's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy like caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call 386-222-3017, or you can go to coffee.biz for a sample when you get set up as a preferred customer with a 5% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room. It made a perfect night. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with high-end salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural products worked one day, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleWellness.com. It's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2700. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Beau Bannister, IRS Special Agent General Investigator, quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file an income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, But even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Banas about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-684279. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Hey, we're back. And Ian O'Hara is our guest, genealogist. And you were just saying, pertaining to the power and influence of the Aldridge, particularly Senator Aldridge from Rhode Island, pertaining to transportation issues and all of this accumulation of power. This was also a time when the trusts had already emerged, you know, the big trusts. And we hear a lot about the so-called robber barons and how they behaved. And it's interesting how they accumulated wealth and power and then used government to essentially do competition. You remember, John, it was a Jim Rockefeller who said competition is a sin?
Yes.
I thought I remember him saying that.
That is true. That is true, and John Dee had the luxury of having the most powerful senator as his son-in-law.
Yes, and who was the senator?
That senator was Nelson Aldridge.
There you go. What a small world, huh? Now, also, at the time of the late 1800s, as you know, we had, what was it, the Interstate Commerce Commission, I believe, was the first one of the first agencies of the federal government. And
that
this was
correct.
A time of railroads, and railroads were a very important mode of transportation, clearly.
That is correct.
And what relationship did they have, did Aldridge have, railroad industry?
Well, he railroad man.
Yeah.
As well as his father-in-law being Stand Oil Man, he was also enveloped into the railroad business. And it was Senator Aldrich who basically brought the Senate Committee on Transportation to allow rail and certain rail companies to exist, so of course, seaboard and intercoastal travel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he set up ports. That's one of the reasons why Rhode Island has some of the great port systems, because he keep those port systems here, but as with other places.
Mm-hmm.
Such as New Jersey and New York.
Yeah.
His first initial large investment was in the streetcars. The mode of transportation for the inner city, and that's where he continued.
Yeah, before the bus.
Before the buses.
Yeah, I mean, I still remember how they paved over the tracks. You know, the railroad tracks.
That's
would
correct.
Carry these trolleys up and down the main streets here.
That's correct. The other interesting thing is that we talked about him finding the Federal Reserve, which he did in essence. What he actually did is he founded the First National Monetary Commission, which eventually became the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
The one noted item that he was really noted for was the Payne-Aldrich Act, or the Payne-Aldrich Tariff. And this is very interesting because what this does, this opened up the European art market to the Americans.
That's interesting, yes.
And that brought ability to create some largest museums in the world here in the U.S., such as the Modern Museum of Art in New York City, which, of course, was founded by his own daughter.
Museum of Modern Art, Aldrich. Yes. MoMA, yes.
The MoMA. And the other major thing leading up to the whole banking, which I'm sure we'll get into at a later time, but he was the one who led the team to study the European banking systems.
Mm-hmm.
He actually traveled to Europe, one of the first American leaders to do so, as a sitting senator, and had gone there and studied the banking systems of Europe. And he brought that back so there could be the development of the First National Monetary Commission.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of very small, tiny things that really added up to where we are today.
I have no doubt about that. And what I'd find interesting as well is going back in time to the Civil War, particularly the war between the states, you know, war confederacy, and knowing the European bankers and how they were financing the Kenite banking families, the Warburgs and the obviously the Schiffs and the Rothschilds, were financing north and south, south again north. What relationship did these families, like the Vanderbilts, particularly the Aldriches, what was their take, what was their involvement in the Civil War, financially, economically, politically, and so forth?
Well, in reference to the Aldriches lost a great number of their sons to the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
But in reference to the latter generation, they were very, very involved in the studying and the development of the modern banking system in America.
Mm-hmm.
And where did they learn that from? From the centralized banks.
The same families, yep. Okay, we got a break coming up, and when we back, much more to come. We'll take some calls in between, and we already have a couple on the line now. 800-313-9443 with our guest tonight. That is Ian O'Hara, my guest. We're talking genealogy and Rick Adams. We'll be right with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about pollutants in our body and want them. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself and tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
You know, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. A basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 78% of the diseases that we... When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular... A few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals at the same time and liver function is... you'll find out that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-882 or visit Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-882.
United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families are able to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American National Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 1,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million credit card debt, and still counting, and enabling clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, your creditors, take back your financial freedom. Call 1-888-457-0097, 1-888-245-7097, or visit www.integritydebtoption.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already emerging one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property and record numbers. Banks are demanding sensitive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has advised others about in order to banksly open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from looking to cause you injury. E-book and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and methods the powers that don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-436-2222.
Get back at him, Rick Adam, the Radio Avenger, on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay, we're back. The Avenger, Radio Avenger, Rick Adams, is here, and We've just a very interesting first half hour, I think. Ian, I find this fascinating. I mean, it may be boring to some people, you know, like history, don't know history, and those are the people we don't want listening anyway. We really want the intelligent people. Those are the ones that are attracted to us at RBN. And thank God for that, because this is so important, you know, history. And if we don't know where we're in, we certainly are not going to understand where we're going. And that's why it is so important to watch these genealogies and the, you know, the history of people, the interrelationships, and so forth. And I am just absolutely amazed at what you have come up with in 20 years. And, you know, as we progress along in the interview, I want to ask you personally how you manage to do this and what time-consuming elements are involved. Where do you go to do your research and so forth? Because this is all very interesting, I think it is. So, take a call, Joe. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's start with Steve in Chicago. I think I know Steve wants to talk about. Hello, Steve.
Yes, I have about three or four questions.
Sure.
Is General Colin Powell related to Congressman Adam Clayton Powell?
No, he's not.
Okay.
Although they do carry the same name, at the moment in time, there has no proof either way.
What about LaGuardia and this Giuliani?
As you know, Gloria LaGuardia was an Italian Jew. Rudolph Giuliani, there is no relationship, but there was definitely a political balance. There was friendship, or should I say, there was a bit of acquaintance.
Who were the connections for Black Jack Pershing to get his commission, and also John Edgar Hoover to head the FBI?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ed Hoover's he would have been connected through family relations, and his family, Hoovers of Washington D.C., were very, very involved with the founding and the foundation of the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And his ability through his family history and his interconnectedness with the Democratic Party and the Republican Party of its time gave him the availability to become an extraordinarily powerful man in the early phases of the development of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
He had connections, yes.
He was not related to any Supreme Court justices?
There was no immediate relativity to Supreme Court justices, but there was definitely kinship to several men and women, powerful men and women of the time.
What about President Hoover? Relation?
President Hoover and J. Hoover, they are related, but it is a very distant relationship. It's mm-hmm. a 20th or 21st cousins, three mm-hmm. or five times removed.
Mm-hmm.
But there is definitely a tie back in the colonial era of America.
Mm-hmm. Steve, another question?
Oh, yes, about Black Pershing. They said he had relatives, and he passed up 150 people or something like that on the seniority list.
As you know, most of the generals at that particular time were commissioned generals. The actually was kind of scandalous at the time was the Pershing issue. A lot of the non-noteworthy reporters at the time wrote it about this. But yes, he had several connections both in the Department of and the Department of War and a lot of connections within the state. In the state today, and lots of military brass were really gunning for his generalship.
But no congressmen or senators. That's what I was trying to get at.
Oh, congressmen and senators. Well, I mean, there was definitely congressmen and senators at the time that had equation. definitely to have Pershing become general. I don't know what the relationships were, but as you know, or as you may figure out, the relationships were all collegiate fraternal relationships. They were, you know, they were all participatory in many fellowships. So I don't know if that's answering your question or not, but I would definitely say that there has been throughout that time period a very close relationship with anyone who was going to be clarified as a U.S. general or as a U.S. admiral.
Does that answer your question,
Steve? Yes, it does.
All right. Thank you for the good questions, actually. Excellent questions. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to get to my guest, Ian. And, you know, Ian, before we take another call, obviously the power of the press was monumental, even at the turn of this century. Not this century we're in now, but the 20th century. And those who control the, you know, the ink, and that definitely had tremendous control over the minds of the people. And that became evident with the establishment of these institutions, the income tax, the collection, and, of course, led us into World War One. The Fed was instrumental, an integral part of this whole internationalist endeavor. First, you had to have the creation of debt, and you had the war to to continue to create more debt, which eventually helped bring about the Depression. Of course, that was profitable to banks. What relationship did these key figures we've been talking about have here in America to the press, that is, the New York Times and other major newspapers of the time?
The McCormicks of Chicago and the Palais of D.C. and of course the Salzburgs of New York and Fenway's of Boston. These people all had, again, going back to the educational resources of the time, all attending the same universities, all attending the same secondary and primary schools, a long fraternal instinct, and of course, all of which coming from opposite sides, some of them being Democrat, some of them being Republican. Mm-hmm. It really didn't matter in the law. It really didn't matter in the end.
Right. Like as far as owning, what kind of stock ownership did they have in the major newspapers of the time?
Well, if we look at the Rockefellers were very instrumental in the development of NBC and its ability to maintain NBC, what we would consider NBC today. In its previous incarnation, they were essentially the ones who financed its building, its construction, and also through the next generation of Aldriches, who were the development of the air regulations, and television regulations.
Yes, and we haven't even to talk about the house scene and how that developed and who was instrumental in creating some of the studiosystems and moguls, as they were called, and basically that them tremendous influence over the minds of audiences in America to condition them for you know, the actual paternalistic tendencies of the state, the government, and so forth. So it's very intriguing. It is very intriguing. Let's take a call here. I think we've got Ann in New York now. Is that right, Ann?
Hello.
And you're on with our guest, Ian.
Hello,
Ian
O'Hara. Hello, Rick. Hello, Ian.
Yes.
Hi. 3 years ago, I had on a shortwave show, and also I read it in a publication called The Truth at Last. They had sent a genealogist and a few scientists that were experts in DNA down to Israel to dig up these ancient sites where Israel, people of Israel were laid, you know. And the scientists, you know, they were out of there. They were almost to the point of use by the Israelis that are there now. And I would think you would know about this, you know, about your past. I'm wondering, do you know anything about this? And I'll take the answer off the air.
Okay, thank you very much for your call. Ann, do you have any knowledge of that particular?
I do. I'm somewhat familiar with it's called the DNA Project.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting background on the DNA Project of both Christian, it was a founded by a number of DNA specialists, and they brought in a couple of very influential genealogists. The only problem is that with the overabundant power of the Israeli government to control the lands in Israel proper and Palestine, these scientists and geologists went to a larger agency that had asked for help in trying to attain knowledge of human resource, essentially what it's called. Mm-hmm. And this DNA project is now being funded to an extent mm-hmm. through grants by the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation,
yes.
the MacArthur Foundation,
mm-hmm.
and the Woods Foundation. Since I'm speaking to this particular crowd of people, how are we going to trust what is going to come of these investigations?
That's indeed the central question. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I could understand it was an independent group of men and women going in and taking this out, but how could we trust it now that it's being funded by the massive foundation?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. All right. Excellent point that needs to be clarified, and we'll get into more of that as we go along. Let me take Gene in Missouri, I believe. Hello, Gene. Next with our guest, Ian.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. I'm wondering if Mr. O'Hara knows anything about the George Washington family.
All right.
And the reason, I'll tell you why I asked.
Okay.
In 1967,
mm-hmm.
my and mother, Ellen Gertrude Winton Wilson, I received letters from them saying that her father, Jameson Robert Washington, born 1854 in Liverpool, England, was related to George Washington. Now, I can't find anything on the Internet, and I'm just wondering mm-hmm. if he knows anything.
All right. There you go, Ian.
Yes. I am very familiar with the, for a long time, I did what's mm-hmm. called presidential genealogy, mm-hmm. And I worked with a number of men and women through institutions on these particular issues of relativity presidency. And George Washington, although he never had sired issues or children, he was a father to children, and as well as being an uncle to several nieces and nephews, both on his sister's side and his brother's sides, and himself being a child of many siblings. There had been definitely during the colonial periods and during the periods of revolution that the was known as the Randolph Washington family split away and had gone back to England and settled in England with a substantial estate from the colony of Virginia. We all have to remember that the colony of Virginia was not a colony of freeing, but it was a colony which was founded upon the principle of business. And it was a business, it was a company. The colony was not necessarily a company, but it was a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand. I understand there was a German branch of the Washingtons. I think that's where mine comes from. And I wondered if you knew anything, and maybe I could touch with you and see, you know, how much it would cost to do this.
All right. We'll have. Is that okay, Ian, if we give out an email address or a postal address or a number something during the program?
Fine.
Good. All right. Well, do you have an email address or some way that people
can? They can actually contact me on the telephone.
Okay, very good.
Okay. You can call him by phone, he says.
Okay.
And let him give the number, and I'll repeat it, okay, off
all
the
right.
air. Hang up now and get it off the air.
Yeah.
Right, thank you, Gene, very much. Right, what is the number that people can reach you at by Ian?
727.
Yes.
916.
Mm-hmm.
1660.
All right. There you go. I'll repeat it when we come back from the break, which is coming up in a minute. And then we'll take more calls, and we have yet to even begin, as you know, to scratch the surface, Ian. I'd like to get into the bushes as well. I don't mean literally into the bush there, but into the Bush family. You mentioned one of the Bushes going back to the time of Aldridge, and I assume that that is the same Bush family or not?
That is correct.
It is. Well, what a small world. Okay, we're back. Stay tuned for more fascinating talk right here only on RBN5.com, Republic Broadcast. I'm Rick Adams, the Revere of Talk Radio.
Wow, that coffee's really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Ah, I had no idea coffee could healthy.
Yeah, this coffee's your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy and a lot of caffeine. And since you're a coffee drinker, I thought maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll 866-222-3017, or you can go to Coffee King Biz. Ask for a sample there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 20% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. Put it in the baby's room, and it had a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural products, also made with land salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning product worked wonderfully, and there was scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator, quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income tax.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-684-271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
And we are back now with Ian, and that number for the caller, and for all of you out there, of course, don't overwhelm Ian, but he'll try to answer your questions and help you, and if he can do some work for you, I guess you can also take on some employment here, I guess, Ian, can you? I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to generate a whole lot of money. That's not my job. That's up to you. But people need to employ someone to do some genealogical research. Well, of course, that's up to you, you know, to decide. But anyway, the number to call is 727-916-1660. All right? 727-916-1660. That's the number. Well, the Bush family. That dynasty is, as it were, you know, we heard of the Kennedy dynasty. We all hear about the Bush family and the Bush dynasty and the Rose dynasty and others and so forth. How far back does the Bush dynasty or family go in these United States, and where did they originate it from?
Well, they go all the way back to the founder of the colony of Massachusetts Bay and Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
The early arrivals to America on the first, what we call the first six ships. And, of course, there are variables. It's not just Bush clan itself, but several allied families which the Bushes married into. I mean, he also has Mayflower ancestry as well, but that's not really the important thing. It's the fact that he came, the families came over on the first six ships to the Americas, and a long-standing powerful family. First, you know, part of the landed gentry of the time, and they held that position as the landed gentry of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, and of course the state of Connecticut, and eventually by the point of Samuel Prescott Bush's time, who was essentially a son of a minister, and most of the generations were ministers in the early portion of the Americas and during the Revolutionary War.
And what kind of ministers were they? Which denominations?
Either Congregationalist or Episcopalian.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I understand, because the Rockefellers were heavily involved in financing the Federal Council of Churches before it became the National Council of Churches.
That is correct.
And it was such a radical organization and so pro-communist that it was thoroughly, really relegated to disrepute, and they had to change it to the National Council of Churches, which wasn't really much better. But it's interesting. I've done a little bit of study of that, their history, and the relationship of the Rockefellers and the Coffins, I believe, and the other Harry Emerson Fosdicks and so forth, you know, the modernistic preachers of the time, and the heavy involvement in this liberal theology and getting away from the scriptures, getting away from the fundamentals of scripture, if you will. I think that's interesting.
Right. Well, the Fosdicks and the Coffins originally came from the very strict and devout orthodoxy of Puritan Massachusetts.
Yes, that's also interesting lineage. Okay, hey, we'll be back and we'll take more calls straight ahead. Hour number two coming up upon us in just 1 minute from now. Uncensored Radio, Free America. Stay with us. With